Build a gorgeous brain. A recent study found that during economic downturns, dudes tend to hit the gym more aggressively. This makes sense. In a very broad way, dudes are valuable based on productivity, based on resources. Ladies, on the other hand, at least from an instinctive standpoint, are more based on youth and looks. So if a dude is worried about a career, it would make sense to have a nice-looking physique as a backup plan. It also might help getting a job when jobs are scarce. All else equal, being fit demonstrates the ability to stick to a plan, the ability to delay gratification. There have been a lot of studies recently in various areas of health. One Japanese guy got a Nobel Prize for discovering something called autophagy. This is what happens when you fast for a long period of time. It's long been known that people who eat a restricted calorie diet tend to live a lot longer, but the Nobel Prize was for explaining why. Once you start to hit about 24 plus hours fasting, autophagy kicks in. This is when your body starts to recycle old, damaged cells and rebuilds brand new ones. There's tons of videos online about this. Strangely enough, most of the focus is on body health. Sure, it's good to be healthy, but for getting jobs and ladies, you need to have more than just a good-looking body. You need to have a healthy brain. Plenty of brain studies have been done as well. For example, people that can speak more than one language have a much less likely chance of getting dementia later on. People who speak more than one language report that they see the world much differently. This is kind of hard to quantify, but it's a commonly reported benefit. Even beyond things like autophagy and other scientific advances in health, billions of people exercise regularly, but very few people exercise their brains. How long would it take to learn 500 words in any language? The top 500 words by frequency are used 70% of the time. A few months, maybe? 5 words per day is only 100 days. What else can you do with your brain? Quite a bit. What if you spent as much time on your brain as bodybuilders did with their bodies? Bodybuilders and other fitness folks compete for prizes and money. Brain builders compete for careers, a lot more money, and higher status. If you started today and spent a few minutes every day building your brain, what would your life look like in a year? In 5 years? To find out, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.